Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine. Watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday night to you. Hope you're having a good one. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you're relaxing. I hope you're getting money. I hope you're having a good time. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's not in Atlanta, Georgia. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we are live all over North America. What's up, everybody? Hi. What's up, Hawaii, Alaska? I'm just going to start naming states. I'll name the cities. What's up, Houston? Dallas and Milwaukee and Chicago and Florida here in Atlanta. What's up, Atlanta? I love Atlanta. I'm coming to you live from Peachtree Street. Hey, San Diego. Shout out to my folks out in the Bay. Pick a side. Northern California, Southern California, Boise, Nevada, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, Montana, Minneapolis. Hey, Chef, pick up the slack. Just start somewhere. Go ahead.
Boise.
I think I said Boise. Go out
Grand
east
Rapids,
somewhere.
Houston.
Yeah, keep going east. Yeah.
East, Montepichu.
What?
It's not a city in the U.S.
It's not America, man.
Vegas?
Somebody's listening. Somebody's listening.
Tallahassee, Little Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Baltimore. I'm trying to think where people call a lot from. Fayetteville.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Good.
You said ATL. We'll go with our boy Robbie last night who had a 10-hour conversation with you. Jacksonville from Florida.
Oh yeah, he tweeted me too.
He's a tweeter, man.
Is he?
Yeah.
It's
almost
you?
Like that other guy who tweets us every single night.
I don't know what you're talking about. People like that, I end up making them disappear.
Well, let's put it this way. He'd probably have an opinion about Michael Jordan. That's your hint.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Got it.
Don't know who you're talking about.
Bangor, Maine is a good one, right? People listen in Bangor, Maine.
Yeah. Well, they go up there in the fall. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you got your driver in Chicago who listens every night.
Oh, yeah. I need to go to Chicago.
Yeah, it's nice in the summer.
Yeah, I haven't been in a year. I need to go. It's been a minute. Been too long. Hey, Chicago, I'm on the way. Soon. Anyway, I get paid to talk, not to tweet. And so that's what I'm going to do here with you for the next 3 hours. It's a four-hour show. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to tweet me, knock yourself out, at JR Sport Brief. If you become obnoxious, then I won't see your tweet. That's just that's how life goes. Either way, we opened up the show by talking about Michael Jordan, someone who bought a full stake in ownership in the Charlotte Hornets, then Bobcats, for about $275 million, and now he's walking away with a $3 billion sale. Not too bad for a 13-year tenure. I don't care what his record was with the Hornets. Michael Jordan walked away a winner in that regard. We talked about Deion Sanders. Unfortunately, we learned that he is trying to avoid a full amputation of his foot. You know, last year we learned that he has two toes that basically died following a nerve issue and a dislocation His foot swelled up, no blood circulation. He had blood clots. His family has a history of them. And so all the best to Deion Sanders. We hope that they don't have to remove his foot and that whatever surgery he can have can kind of relieve him of some of his pain. We talked about Mike Dunleavy as the new general manager here of the Golden State Warriors. He takes over for Mike Dunleavy and Bob Myers. And I'm talking about Mike Dunleavy Jr. Not his daddy, the coach, but the one that was on the Bulls, the one that was on the Bucks and the Hawks and the Warriors. And all he did was run around and shoot. Yeah, him. He's now the general manager for the Golden State Warriors. And he's been a part of the organization starting as a pro scout in 2018. He actually helped bring in Jordan Poole. I don't know if you want to consider that to be a good or a bad thing. Assistant GM in 2019, VP of basketball in 2021, and now he is running the whole show. So let's see what the Golden State Warriors do with all of their talents, the Pools, the Kamingas, Draymond and his contract, as the Warriors are here to do one thing, try to max out Steph Curry's lifetime in the NBA. And now we got to keep things moving. We're going to get into some NFL and Hard Knocks. I want to commend Tony Snell for something amazing that he did. Yes, a role player in the NBA. He had an amazing admission that I think will help a whole lot of people. We'll get into that later on in the show. I got to get this out the way. NBA Finals is done. NBA Draft is next Thursday. And so the NBA took the opportunity to let everybody know that Ja Morant is going to be suspended for 25 games. He's out. 25 games. I thought that he would miss half of a season. The NBA said no. 25 games. And I tweeted this earlier today. I think he got off easy with 25 games. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to go up in arms about, oh, my God, they should have smacked him with 41. Oh, what a travesty this is. 25 is fine by me. I think they could have gone harsher. I think anything lower to me would have been a joke. I think they went light on him the first time by only suspending him 8 games. And that 8-game suspension from the first gun incident at what? Shotgun Willie's, Wild Willie's? I don't know. There's a lot of strip clubs all over America. I can't remember all of their names. That first time pulling that gun out, 8-game suspension. Cost him about $40 million in incentives with his Supermax contract. He wasn't able to make All-NBA. Cost him some cash now, didn't it? But this is the same Ja Morant who has a $194 million extension coming his way. Ja Morant is not going to go broke here with this suspension. And so he's out 25 games. And Adam Silver, in his statement, said prior to his return to play, Ja Morant will be required to formulate and fulfill a program with the league that directly addresses the circumstances that led him to repeat this destructive behavior. Okay, we don't know what that program is. I guess we have to go ahead and find out. And that was a statement from Adam Silver today in the announcement that Ja will be out 25 games. You might recall, it was only a few weeks ago that Adam Silver sat down with Malika Andrews and he talked about what might happen to Ja Morant. Because this didn't happen one time. This happened twice.
We talked directly about the consequences first before we got to a subsequent potential to have done something wrong. We were very focused on the misconduct that was in front of us at the time. And frankly, most of our conversation was about how incredibly serious the first incident was of waving, you know, a firearm on, you know, on social media. And again, you know, and the consequences there, an 8-game suspension was pretty serious and something that he, at least to me, seemed to take incredibly seriously in that time. And we spoke for a long time about not just the consequences that could have on his career, but the safety issues around it. Could have injured, maimed, killed himself, someone else with an act like that. And also the acknowledgement that, as you said, he's a star. I mean, he has an incredibly huge following.
Yeah.
And that my concern, and I thought he shared with me, that millions, if not tens of millions of kids globally would see him as having done something that was celebrating in a way. You know, that act of using a firearm in that fashion. And so I at least was left with the sense that he was taking this incredibly seriously. So honestly, I was shocked.
Oh, yeah, he went away and he went to Florida and he came back and he learned how to deal with stress. And then he immediately went to New York and sat down with Jalen Rose on ESPN. And Ja Morant was so sorry. And Ja Morant understood his actions. And this is what Ja Morant told Jalen Rose.
It's not who I am. I don't condone in, you know, any type of violence. But I take, you know, full responsibility, you know, for my actions. Made a, you know, bad mistake. And I can see the image, you know, that I painted, you know, over myself, you know, with my recent mistakes. But, you know, in the future, I'm going to show everybody who Ja really is, you know, what I'm about, and, you know, change this narrative.
And what did he do a couple of weeks, a couple of months later? What did he do? He's rolling around in a car on another live stream with a gun in his hand. And I'm sorry, folks. If the gun was fake, it doesn't matter. I've heard that. It doesn't matter. It's still, listen to me very carefully, I'm going to say it slow. It's still a dumb ass decision. That was after his apology. I'm going to show you who the real me is. I'm going to do this. And then he pops up with a gun again. And so now he's suspended for 25 games. And you just heard his apology. You just heard it, right? I'm going to show everybody who the real Ja Morant is. Hey, we didn't get no stinking video ESPN apology today, but we did get a statement. Tell me if you heard this one before. I've had time to reflect and I realize how much hurt I've caused. I want to apologize to the NBA, the Grizzlies, my teammates in the city of Memphis, to Adam Silver, Zach Kleiman, and Robert Parra. Those are the guys who own the Grizzlies, who gave me the opportunity to be a professional athlete and who have supported me. I'm sorry for the harm that I've done. To the kids who look up to me, I'm sorry for failing you as a role model. I promise I'm going to be better. To all my sponsors, I'm going to be a better representation of our brands. And to all my fans, I'm going to make it up to you. I promise. I'm spending the offseason and my suspension continuing to work on my own mental health and decision making. I'm also going to be training so that when I'm ready, I can go back to getting on the court. I know my teammates are going to hold it down. I'm sorry I won't be out there with you at the beginning of the season. And listen to this last sentence. I hope you'll give me the chance to prove to you over time I'm a better man than what I've been showing you. Okay. So what? Spare me. Who cares what you say, man? It's about what you do. We heard it the first time. You disappeared for a week and talked about your mental health and breathing techniques and dealing with stress. What the hell is waving a gun around have to do with dealing with stress? Going out to the club? What about the gun part? Come on. Stop it, man. It's nuts. Adam Silver also sat down, and he went a step further at the NBA Finals, and he started to talk about the punishment that was coming his way and the justification for it. Fool me once, fool me twice. Listen to Adam Silver.
In assessing what discipline is appropriate, if that's the case, we look at both the history of prior acts, but then we look at the individual player's history as well. And so that and the seriousness, of course, of the conduct. So those are all things that get factored. It's not an exact science. It comes down to judgment at the end of the day.
Yeah, well, 25 games is what it is. Adam Silver said, hey, we spoke to the guy, and he thought he learned his lesson in 8 games. And then he comes back, and then he's an idiot again. And now, okay, now he gets 25 games. And so Ja Morant, you just heard his apology, right? You thought it ends there, right? It doesn't. The NBPA, National Basketball Players Association, their director put out a statement. They're not happy with the punishment. Believe that. Ja has expressed his remorse and accepted responsibility for his actions, and we support him unequivocally as he does whatever is necessary to represent himself, our players, and our league in the best possible light. Now here it comes. As to the discipline imposed, which keeps him off the court until December and requires some unstated conditions be met before he can return, we believe it is excessive and inappropriate for a number of reasons, including the facts involved in this particular incident, and that it is not fair and consistent with past discipline in our league. We will explore with Ja all options and next steps. If I'm Ja Morant, I'm saying, all right, I'm going to sit this one out. Don't ask me nothing. Ja Morant already looks like he's full of crap. Ja Morant also looks like someone who needs to just grow the hell up. And I understand the job and the role of the NBPA is to have the backs of the players through thick and thin, unless you are just a complete jackass. And I think in this regard, Ja Morant falls in that category. You know, what do I care? You know, the NBPA is not representing me. They don't. Thank you to SAG-AFTRA. But the fact is, this man right here did something where he should just take his medicine, sit down, and just go away. It's really that simple. Me personally, I don't care what anybody else was suspended. I don't care what just took place with Miles Bridges, didn't play, didn't have a contract, 30 games, 20 games served, 10 games. I don't care. These are the facts. I think he got off easy with the 25 games. I would not have been mad if he got suspended half the season. Okay, I'm not up in arms about 25, but I think that's the lowest end of the spectrum that he should have got hit with, because he doesn't need to focus in on basketball. He doesn't. Hey, dude, come back at the beginning of the year. Spend some real time thinking about the dumbass decisions that you've made. And I am so just not flabbergasted, because I understand there's some people who just will never get it. You know, somebody messaged me today and said, Ja Morant didn't do anything wrong. And I'm just looking at it and I'm saying, he didn't do anything wrong. Are you sure about that? I don't care about a law or a crime, or I don't care what he did not commit in the legal world. You don't got to be in cuffs. You don't have to, quote unquote, be convicted. You don't got to be locked up to be guilty of being immature. You don't have to go to prison. You don't have to go to jail. You don't have to be indicted. You don't have to sit in a courtroom to be guilty of being a dummy or jackass or someone who needs help. He needs all of the above. And so what did Ja Morant do wrong? If you have no idea, I think maybe you also need to do a little bit of learning. Because, yeah, he got free rights and gun rights and free speech. He can say what he wants. He can do what he wants. He has a right to bear arms. Hey, man, do it responsibly. You tell me. If you think what Ja Morant did is okay, How would you like it if you were sitting in your vehicle and you just looked over to your right and some numbskull was waving around a gun in the car? You think that's okay? You think if what he did was okay, how would you feel if you were out to dinner with your family and if you're old enough or you still go out to the club or the bar or the strip club, how would you feel if some numbskull was just in there just waving a gun around? Yeah, just waving a gun. How would you feel about that? We got enough serious incidents that take place in America. 10 people got shot after the Nuggets won over a botched drug deal. We got people really pulling out guns in supermarkets, in churches, in libraries, in schools. We got a real life problem. And so for a dude who works for an organization and a company which makes you sign a contract saying that you will not be a distracting dumbass, he's guilty. It's really that simple. And it's not that difficult. If it wasn't, I think we'd have so many other NBA players just waving around guns. But we only get these incidents every few years. I think the other 449 players, I think they get it. I think the majority of society gets it. And so he's been punished. And he deserves it. And I'm okay with 25, but I certainly think he could have got more. Because his issues, they go beyond basketball. Whatever he needs to fix, go fix it, man. Immaturity, you dealing with stress, whatever, go fix it. You don't need to worry about ball. And in the grand scheme of things for him, I hope it's not a major punishment, but I hope it's a time where he can reflect and where he can learn. With his 25-game suspension, Ja Morant is only going to miss about $7 to $8 million in salary. Okay? This is someone who just started a five-year, $194 million deal. He ain't going broke. But for his own sake, it's not about the money. I hope he learns his lesson about life. And that's what he needs to focus on, not basketball. He could have got more games, if you ask me. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls here on Ja Morant. I'm going to tell you about an old man golfer who's in trouble for different reasons. And then I have some bright news for you, former NBA player Tony Snell. Your calls on Ja Morant on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We learned today that Ja Morant will be suspended 25 games. I consider that to be a slap on the wrist. His first suspension, he was hit with an 8-game deal to sit out. And so now he will be out through December from the beginning of the season. This suspension, 25 games, is going to cost him about $7 to $8 million in salary. And I think he should have got half. I'm not going to throw a whole fit about 25 games. I think that's certainly on the low end. And I think that part of the punishment is a slap on the wrist. Anything lower than what he already received would have been a joke. He got off easy the first time with an 8-game suspension. I think 25 games here is a slap on the wrist as well. And the fact that the NBA Players Association is not happy with the punishment and whatever additional program he has to participate in. The fact that they think that is excessive is just don't stick your neck out. Ja Morant, hey, you made some mistakes here. Take your medicine and sit down. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to talk about Greg Norman. Yeah, Live Golf leader who's also in his own personal troubles. I'll share that with you soon. Let's go ahead and get to Chad. He's calling from Nashville. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chad?
What's up? You know, you're talking Ja, La, Ra, Ma. You know, his real name is Jametrius. That said, you know, in our culture, we're soft on crime, JR. That's what we hear about every day. And then, you know, let's go back to last year with him over at the nightclub where he shouldn't have been. I mean, so we get these repeat offenders, and then we get soft on crime. What's that all about?
Well, one thing that I want to make clear here, and thank you, Chad, for calling from Nashville. We didn't the idea that he committed a crime. Let's not go ahead and go on association. I unfortunately can, and I hate to be that guy. You talk about a cliche. We as a society are soft on crime. I unfortunately know plenty of individuals who have been punished for things that they have nothing to do with. And so let's be sure on that. And let's not paint Ja Morant as a criminal. If you want to say he broke a rule, that he violated a clause in his contract, then be articulate enough to say that. But to come on and now associate him with a crime, has he? I think the crime that he's committed is being a dumbass. And if he has committed a crime, that's not something that's been put out. Is it possible? Yeah. But let's not play that word association. 855-212-4CBS. My main man Vlad is calling from Chicago. Go ahead, Vlad.
J.R. Jackson, how you doing today, brother?
I'm good. Shoot.
Yeah, bro. I was getting out at the gym, and I heard you talk about Ja Morant, man. It's hard to see, you know, that's a slap on the wrist. You're right, man. This man is 4 years older than me, and this kid's younger than me that look up to him and idolize that. But, you know, flashing the gun is going to, you know, damage his future. Like, he did it the first time. Why would you do it the second time, you know? Kids are going to look up to that. So is his daughter. I don't like that, man.
Yeah, well, hopefully he learns his lesson. Ja Morant turns 24 on August 10th. I think he's old enough at this point to know right from wrong, and maybe the suspension will do it for him. Maybe time will do it for him. No one knows. I think we can all attest, depending on how old you are, some people just never learn. Some people just never grow up. Thank you, Vlad. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, drop that merch too, man, please. See you later, brother.
I got you, Vlad. Thank you for calling from Chicago. Hey, JR Sport Brief t-shirts for everybody and hoodies if you buy it. Stay tuned. T is calling from Louisiana. You're on the JR Sport Brief show.
Hey, what's up, JR? Doing all right?
Yes, I'm well, man. What's on your mind?
Well, we never sleep in Louisiana. I'll tell you that every time. But no, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there this weekend, first thing. And no, he got a slap on the wrist. But that's only part of the problem. I think the problem is, the biggest problem is, they give some 20-year-old kids $140 million. Man, I didn't know what I was doing at 20 years old, 22, you know? And I think that's part of the whole problem.
I don't think it's a problem, man. That's the economics of how the business is built. If the players are making the money, then they should be allowed to have it. And more often than not, I told you there are 450 players in the NBA. We can go down the list of who is doing what with money. You could be a lower-end player, and you have a pretty good income stream where you can go out there and screw up. And we don't get 449 stories about screw-ups. I would think at the rate of which we got people in the United States of America who have some money to screw with, you know, they do screw things up. So I don't want to go ahead and paint the age as a problem. If the money is there, make it. And most of these young athletes who come in, not only are they educated about the funds that they have and what to do with them, you don't hear numbskull stories about them. So I would say don't let the ones that do pop up kind of skew your viewpoint on what young men are doing with this cash.
Okay, I agree. Well, y'all have a good weekend, guys. Love you.
You as well, T.
JR.
Thank you for calling from Louisiana. Appreciate you. Ed is calling from Kansas City. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, my first time calling in. I've been listening to you. I'm traveling down towards Florida, and you know, I love sports, but your commentary got me. I'm a sports nut. I'm 67 years old. But whatever you were going at on that commentary, you know, I'm not here to patronize or nothing, but I just thought to myself, oh, man, I'd love for this guy to be in a room with Charles Barkley, Stephen A. Smith, and the dude from Michigan, the basketball player commentator. What the hell? I'm losing his name.
Jalen Rose.
I'd love for you four to be in the damn room, and I would not leave that TV set, because you got it right. It ain't got nothing to do with being he ain't charged no damn criminal. This kid he lied to everyone. He lied to the owners. He lied to the commissioner. He just lied.
Well, you
and
know what?
He got caught.
Well, you know what, Ed? When you are young and you make mistakes, and it's not even a matter of being young, so I don't want to put that caveat out there. But when you make mistakes and you have a problem, you're prone to lying to yourself first.
Well,
and you don't even know it.
Well, here's what I'll say, and then I'll listen off the air, because this has really been a great program for me. If you do this in January, you're in front of the commissioner. Then 8 weeks later, after all this stuff and all these interviews, you're out on damn YouTube again in front of everybody. It's like, you know what, dude? I don't think so. But yeah. 25 games, man, that ain't – 25 games ain't nothing, man.
Yeah. Well,
but
it's,
anyway,
it's,
listen, keep yes. up the great work. I really enjoy your commentary. Have a great weekend.
You as well, Ed. Thank you for calling from Kansas City. It really shows you how deep, you know, his issues are. It really does. And hopefully he gets some work on it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're on the phone lines, I will certainly get you on. We're talking about John Morant. I do want to tell you about Greg Norman dealing with some larger issues than the PGA and LIV Golf. We'll talk about Hard Knocks. We got so much to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
You love your show, love your topic. Every night you always get a great topic that always keeps you interested.
What it do, JR? Just got off work listening to your show. Another great topic, as usual, sir. I'd like to chime in on this one.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, we've been talking about Ja Morant and his 25-game suspension, which I call a slap on the wrist. If I were Adam Silver, I would have said, hey, man, you got to sit out half the year. And even though he got 25 games, which I'm not up in arms about, but it is a slap on the wrist, the NBA Players Association, the NBPA, they pretty much say, hey, the punishment is excessive. The fact that he also has to go through some undisclosed program to get back onto the court is not fair. Doesn't line up with prior punishments. We don't know the prior punishments that they refer to, but it's like, hey, man, one mistake, you get slapped on the wrist. The second mistake, he got slapped on the wrist again, I think. And so just sit it out. Just chill out. We don't need an appeal and all this other garbage. Just Ja Morant needs to just, and he's already said I'll be back. Like, tell the NBAPA to just sit one out, okay? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, by the way, someone else in trouble. Greg Norman, pretty much the leader of LIV Golf, both he and his wife are being sued by a high school girl who says she was sexually assaulted at their Florida home by two boys during a party where alcohol was served to her, the attackers and other minors. The lawsuit says that Greg Norman, who's 68 years old, and his wife, who's an interior designer, that they served alcohol to minors during a pool party her daughter hosted for their classmates in their school at their mansion back in 2021. The young lady and her parents said that they gave them drinks before other guests arrived. And so Greg Norman and Liv and PGA, they got all types of issues and beefs. And now it's been reported that Greg Norman serving alcohol to minors at his house. Stay tuned on that one. All the best to the young lady and everything else going on. 855-212-4CBS. Doug is calling from Colorado. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a couple questions. The 25 games, that equals 30% of the regular season. So my question is, I'm not sure how much time that represents, but in maybe you could comment on, does that time away create a greater propensity for him to get into more trouble? And then my second question is, does the NBA have a written policy regarding firearms?
What does he have me on pause? Hold on, Doug. I can answer one at a time. No. I don't think him being away through December is going to allow him to get into more trouble. And if he does, would anybody be shocked? Would anybody be surprised? I think the answer is no. What's your second question, Doug?
I'm sorry?
I said, what's your second question?
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm here. I'm live on the radio.
You know, I'm sorry. I didn't hear your question.
No, I said what I answered your first question. What's your second one?
Does the NBA have a written policy regarding firearms?
Oh, yes. It's in your contract. It basically says don't be an ass. Okay. Hello, Doug?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, did you hear me?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
You didn't say anything.
I don't know what to say to that. You know, I just thought maybe...
It's called, Doug, it's called a morality clause. Morality clause. It reads very simple, and it doesn't necessarily specify drugs or guns, excuse me, and I'm sure it's in the contract. It pretty much says you will not do or say anything that will bring harm to the team or the league. That's it. And I think waving around a gun on social media on multiple occasions for no apparent reason, I think that would qualify into, not necessarily showing or having the best judgment.
No, I heard some of your earlier comments, and I really kind of am on board with some of the things you've said. And
Thank you, Doug.
But I wasn't sure if there was something specific the NBA had regarding firearms. This sounds like this is kind of a umbrella thing that catches a lot of flies, I guess.
It is an umbrella, and they're definitely educated on this and told about this from the minute and even before they sign an NBA contract. So this isn't anything that folks are unaware of. This is not dudes walking into the NFL and going, man, I want to gamble, but I don't know if I can I gamble on my team? No, I can't, right? Can I gamble on the other team? I can't do that. Can I gamble from the facility? No, I can't do that. Can I gamble about the NBA at home? Yeah, I could do it. It's not confusing. Like, we got a lot of, NFL players confused about whether or not they could gamble. It's very simple. And this is very simple. I think most of us at some point in life have been told, hey, just get your act together. Just don't be stupid. And that's a blanket statement, too, and a lot of us don't have to sign a contract to understand it. Gage is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I just go, I'd like to say, yeah, his name, let's quick call him Ja Morant. It's Trimetrius, and that will probably change. But waving a gun on social media is not a problem. It's a problem for me. I would not let my daughter marry somebody like that guy. But the NBAPA has nothing against that. And first of all, let me start over. I am 100% with you. He deserves a year suspension. He needs to go. Something's wrong with him. And I think he will get in more trouble next year. But can you imagine saying, yeah, I'm marrying Demetrius Marine? If that's your daughter, you'd be like, what? There's got to be a morality clause, and there really isn't, other than team to player and through the agent. There is nothing on that against the NBA their contract. You're 100% wrong if you say that.
No, that is inaccurate. There is a morality clause in
you
their
can look
contract.
It up. You look at morality, but not waving a gun on Instagram. Is that morality clause?
Did you
morality
hear what I
is more
well, can you
raping
hold
on, somebody? I will
shut up. I didn't hang up on him, so he can still hear me. Hey Gage, shut up. It is called a morality clause. You can go ahead and you can look it up. It's called Google. Go ahead and look it up. And for someone who actually, I don't know, talks to agents, knows players, is pretty close to the NBA, it's called a morality clause. For someone who works in entertainment and deals with agents and entertainers of all times, and it also happens to be one, I am very clear in understanding what a morality clause is because I also have one, okay? And it's called don't be a jackass. It's really, really simple. You will not do anything to bring harm to the company. You will not go outside and wave around a gun. You will not punch an old lady. You will not be abusive. You will not drink and drive. Morality. It's called using common sense. It's having morals, having a moral compass, not to put yourself and other people at harm. It's not that difficult. I understand it's Friday night. Maybe you need to put the drink down. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Well, whether it be upcoming life changes or ongoing events that may be causing you unhappiness, California Psychics is here to help you along the way and provide the joy of certainty through the insights of their psychic advisors. Since 1995, California Psychics has been the place where millions of satisfied customers have connected with some of the most experienced psychics worldwide, advisors who possess outstanding psychic abilities. Whether you want to unlock a mystery, clear a path, or just boost your inner power, their psychics are here to help you in matters of love, relationships, money, career, and and all the things that matter to you. Talk for just $1 a minute. Your reading will be accurate and confidential with one of our vetted psychics. Find the answers today. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com to learn more. If it's not the best reading you've ever had, it's free. That's CaliforniaPsychics.com to connect with a California psychic advisor today. We've all got a lot going on in our lives. Maybe you just want a little extra insight. One place to get it, CaliforniaPsychics.com. Connect with that California psychic advisor today. One more time, CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS.
Be like me. Bet for free.